So Moshe tells Yisro about everything that God did to Paro and Mitzrayim, as Kol HaTzva Hashem Matzam Derech, and then Yisro says, "Vayomer Yisro, Pasuk Yud, Vayomer Yisro Baruch Hashem, Asher Yitzio Eschem Miyad Mitzrayim Miyad Paro." So blessed God that you've saved the Jewish, all the things that you have done. So there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, I believe around Samach Dalid. The Gemara says, "Ginai hu Yisrael." This is a disgrace to the Jewish people. That Yisro was the first one to say Baruch Hashem. And he said Baruch Hashem, Asher Yitzio Yisrael Miyad Paro. What a disgrace to Jewish people. The Jews never gave him a bracha. Yisro was the first one. In fact, reminds me of a pshat, Rav Nissen Alpert, that's how I used to say. He used to give different pshatim every year on the famous question on Leil Pesach. How come we don't make any bracha on the mitzvah of Sipor Yitzchias Mitzrayim? It's clearly a biblical commandment. So he said, one pshat is because we have a mitzvah on the night of Pesach. Chayiv Adam Leros is Atzmo Ki Hu Yatzo Mi Mitzrayim. We have obligation to feel that we ourselves are leaving Mitzrayim, or go back in Mitzrayim. So since this is a Mitzrayim, the Jews didn't give a Baruch Hashem, they didn't give a bracha, so too, we remember that by not doing a bracha either. But either way, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that it was Ginayu Yisrael. But wait a second, the question on the Mefarshim ask is, what do you mean? What happened to last week's Pasha? Oz Yashia Moshe over in Israel. Is it a technical issue? There was no Baruch in the Shira? They sang a Shira, didn't say Baruch? What's so important about the word Baruch? Like, what's the Gemara? It seems to be more than just a local technical issue on the word Baruch. But you see, they sang Shira. So what do you mean that they never sang? They never said Baruch, they never thanked God before. So it's an interesting Ksav Sofer. He has two beautiful answers. First, he writes as follows. What's the pshat? So the Torah says, when Yisro heard what happened, Vayichad Yisro. And Rashi quotes from Chazal that basically he felt the pains, he felt the tsar of the Egyptians. We know, I tell you that, he was a convert, he was a ger. That's why perhaps Yisro got the parsha to show that Torah is accessible to everyone. It's in a midbar. But he felt the sorrow for the Egyptians. They just went through Kriyas, they drowned in Kriyas Yamsuf, they went through the 10 plagues, and yet he was still able to say, he was feeling his own pain, yet he was able to say, Baruch Hashem. Shehitza Yisrael Miyad Pari realized that you don't understand everything in life. Anything that God do is for a reason. That's why, in fact, that's what we say at when you lose a loved one, when you say at the funeral, Baruch Dayan Emes, that God, you're the true judge. We don't understand everything in life, but we believe whatever you're doing is for the best. And Kishen Shem Mavarach HaTov, Kach Mavarach HaRa. Just like we make brachas on good, we make it on bad. Because it might appear to be. So even when you're... So what was the greatness of Yisro? Up until now, well, the Jews were singing Shira. It was great for them. They were free now, and they weren't in tsar, weren't in pain. But Yisro, who was experiencing the pain in tsar, he still had the ability to rise above and sing Shira. Like we find by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, that was Paro's plan. Why not shave it? Why did he let shave it Levi not work? So if you want to say a positive view, because he appreciated the sanctity, royalty, that the certain shave it is holiness. But others point out, it's much more sinister. That he realized that the Yeshua, the Savior of the Jewish people, is coming out from here. He wanted to make sure that they lived in the country club. Because if he's comfortable, then he's not going to feel the pain of others. The greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu was, not only wasn't he involved, but he felt the pain of all the Yidden. That's why he was picked as leader of Klal Yisrael. So Yisrael had that, even though he was feeling his own pain because of what happened, chidudim, nevertheless, he had the ability to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, it's like the Chazal tell us, I think it's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that when Nebuchadnezzar was about to sing Shira, Amala came and gave him a little patch. And it says, Nebuchadnezzar would have put the book of Tehillim to shame, what he was saying. So the question is like, what do you mean? How come? So why did we view Tehillim greater than Nebuchadnezzar's one? Because as the Mefarshim point out, is because when Nebuchadnezzar was singing Shira, so it was all good. It's one thing to sing Shira where on your beach with the guitar and the music going when you have the right mood. But David, his whole life was running from Tsar. To say Tehillim when you're in that Tsar, your life is always in danger, something's happening to your family, that's a Madrega. And that's Genai Yisrael. The Jewish people never gave a Shira, never gave a Baruch when it was bad. It was only once they were free, then they gave it because they weren't suffering. But Yisrael was the first one to be able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to say Baruch Hashem, even though he was feeling the Tsar. So that's one aspect of the Ksav Sofer. However, he gives a second aspect. He says, again, the same Kasha, how come by... What do you mean? They did sing a Shira. So what do you mean? Like, Baruch Shira? So Yisroel, as we point out, his point was he felt, even though he himself was in personal tsar, he still was able to go ahead and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so the Ksav Sofer also says that we know Yisroel wasn't part of the Sheba Mitzrayim. He never experienced it. Yet, it says, he had a tremendous simcha of Hatzolos Klal Yisrael. Even though he himself wasn't involved, it had nothing to do with him per se, he worked on his midos. He was such a Baal Madrega that he was able to feel the tsar when someone else has a good tidings, even though, let's say, he himself didn't have the same experience. Like the Chasam Sofer writes, V'yahavta l'reyecha kamocha, it's a two-way street. You have to feel someone else's simcha like your simcha, and you got to feel their pain like your pain. So many people could feel the pain of others, but when they're besimcha, they have a hard time feeling the simcha if they're not in simcha. So the greatness of Yisroel was, Baruch Hashem, he was never involved, but he was able to celebrate in the Simchas Chaveiro. By Oz Yashir, everyone was celebrating their own Yeshua. That's why Genayu Yisrael, they only celebrated their own Simcha. Yisroel was able to celebrate Simchas Chaveiro. And in fact, that's what the famous Pshat we mentioned before, from Rav Yosef Chaim Sodenfeld, who explained the difference between the reward for the dogs and the reward for the donkey. As we see at the end of Parashat Bo, we have normally Bechor is limited to Kedushas Bechor to a kosher behemoth Tahora. A donkey is the only animal which is Tame, and yet it's still, we have the Lacha of Pidyon Bechor. And why is it Gzeres HaKasev? Or since it helped shrupt out the gold and silver, so therefore, and there were a lot of gold and silver, says each person had a lot of donkeys. I think each, the measure said they each had 9 each. That's a lot of gold and silver to carry. You know, gold and silver is something, if it falls on your toe, hurts. It's very heavy. So we see that they got rewarded with the pinyon, Pidyon Bechor, even though it's a behemoth Tameya. So Rev Sonnenfeld, yes, but we know also the dogs also, that they didn't bark the night of Makas Pachoros, so they get it's stuff you can't eat, the trefa, nevela, you throw to the dogs. So the Kshayli says, why did the dogs get rewarded? Because it's a tremendous koach, that's the nature of the dogs, nature of anyone, that the dogs are barking, things are going on, and yet they kept silent. That took a lot of gvura. A lot of times, not saying something takes a lot more gvura than saying something. And because they kept quiet, so therefore, there was zocha to get the enable. You could get the ubasa trefa, you could throw it to the akelav tashrichen also. However, that's so Rav Zonovan asked, but yeah, how come the dogs only got the scraps, yet the donkeys got kedusha? So the answer is because it's one madrega and it's a tremendous mida, something keeping quiet, not, but shevi al tasa, it's merely not doing something. In Judaism, we go for kum va'ase. Not merely not doing bad, but doing something good. And therefore, the dogs were quiet, but what did the donkeys do? They schlep for another year. They schlep for another person. What do we see? If you do a chesed for another person, you're invested with kedusha. That was the measure. The donkeys schlep for the Jews. They carried their gold and silver, and therefore they were invested with kedusha. And that's the pshat, the famous Gemara in Megillah, Chof Ches. They ask Rav Zeira, they go through a bunch of rabbis, what did you do to be zochet to long life? So they ask Rav Zeira, you know what? I never rejoice at the misfortune of my friend. And therefore it was zochet to Arich HaZaman. Wow. It's one thing not helping your friend. Oh, you have to be a big right. I'm going to be besimcha when my friend's suffering. Like, wow, what a madrega. He was zochet to Arich HaShaman because he didn't make a party when his friend was suffering. What's the Gemara talking about? So the Vorka Rebbe, others point out, is no, that's not the pshat. Of course, no one, hopefully we don't reach that low of a level where we were misameach on our friend's tzaras. But no, it's the chiddush where if there is, he was involved in his own simcha, whether it's his wedding, Torah, Sheva Brachas, but he was involved in his own simchas, and yet he says, I couldn't, if my friend was suffering, I wasn't able to celebrate my own simchas. I felt the pain. I couldn't celebrate someone. That's the madrega. When you can't celebrate your own simcha because someone else is in pain, that's the greatness of Rav Zeira. That's what he was zocha tarich hashomim. That was the greatness of Yisro. That even though he was in Tsar, nevertheless, he was able to feel the pain of others, or as we said, he had Simcha for Hatzolus Chavero. That someone else's simcha. That's why by Kriyas Yamsev they celebrate themselves, but the greatness of Yisro is he celebrated for someone else's simcha. And that's why the greatness of Rav Zeira, he couldn't, as long as he was in pain, as long as his friend was in pain, he couldn't celebrate. And that's what the Gemara says in Yuma, Naf Samach Vav, on the Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, Shabbat Shabbaton, one of the holiest days of the year. So there are two seirim they had to bring. One they brought inside in the Beis HaMikdash, and the other is they had to push off the cliff, the Seir HaChitzon. So it said, the Yikar Yushalayim, the most chashiv people of Yushalayim, they escorted the person who was going to the cliff. So the question is, who are these Yikar Yushalayim? Who are these people that they get such a chash of a title? So the Bali Makshava point out is there are two choices here. You could have stayed in the Beis HaMikdash and b'chodo v'atmo on Yom Kippur once a year seeing the Avoda, and the tremendous Kedusha going on there. Or you could go with your friend and keep him company and make his job easier. So what do we see? They gave up their own personal simcha of staying in the Beis HaMikdash, which was good for them, but they were able to go ahead and do an act of chesed for another yid. Who are the Yikar Yerushalayim that we see? They're called not the ones who stayed there. We see someone who's involved in Midas Chesed. It's even a greater Kiddusha sometimes than the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. You go ahead and help another yid. And that's the pshat. So that's the pshat, as we said. What do you mean, Baruch Hashem, he was the first one? Klal Yisrael sang Shira. So the Ksav Sofer is two different Mahalchim. What's the greatness of Yisrael? Even though he's in pain, he was still able to say, Baruch, the Egyptians were in pain. He was suffering from all the people. He was suffering from all that bad news, and he still gave praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Jews never did it at that point. Well, the second shot is, Yisrael was the first one to share the joy of his friend, even though he wasn't involved in the actual Yeshua, but he was able to feel in the joy of his friend. That's why the donkeys got the Kedusha. When you help another person, that's you're invested with Kedusha. That's the Rav Zera. He couldn't enjoy his own simcha. Yisro was able to feel the simcha of the other one. And that's why even on Yom Kippur, you see the Midas HaChesed is greater. That's how the donkey is invested with Kedusha. So that's the pshat, the greatness of Yisro. He was the first one to say Baruch and not Shira. He was able to say Baruch even though he felt the pain in the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians. At the same time, he was able to sing Shira, even though he himself didn't go through Yetzias Mitzrayim, but he was able to share in the joy of others. And that's Gedayhu Yisrael. He was the first one to say Baruch Hashem.